So is it that in among guna and karma, karma can't be developed, karma can be developed, whereas guna, the competence is developed, but guna comfort has to come naturally? Yes, to some extent, because the three modes, we do have a certain set of influence that comes from within, based on our nature. At the same time, comfort is also a result of familiarity. Now, if I am traveling in a plane for the first time, I might be a little fearful, a little excited. You know, we are a little rested. But then if you are traveling regularly, familiarity brings comfort. So it's that if we do the same activity again and again, that might also bring comfort. So rather than seeing it as, rather than judging too much based on initial comfort or discomfort, you can focus on if I'm doing it regularly, now after that also, do I feel comfortable doing it or do I really feel not so comfortable doing it? So that means if comfort does not come after familiarity, then we can say this is indicative of some incompatibility. And as far as developing competence is concerned, yes, we can develop that, no doubt, but there are limits. No, it's not that, say, some people are tone deaf. They can't even understand the music tone. They are not going to, no matter what they do, they are not going to become the next Mozart. You know, they are not going to become musical geniuses. So, competence can also be improved, but there are limits to that. So, overall, the important thing is not just prejudge things for accepting or rejecting. Just observe objectively over a period of time. Then we can learn. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Prabhu, in the lecture you had